Just hours before the Pope made his appeal, a missionary priest was kidnapped by a group of 10 gunmen in the Philippines. Father Giancarlo Bossi of Italy was on his way to celebrate Mass in the country he had served in for almost 30 years. Sister Janet Ferns has this report.
Father Giancarlo Bossi was riding his motorcycle through the Peo Township, part of the area he has served as a missionary priest for the past 27 years. The news has come as a shock to the Catholic Church in the Philippines. Kidnappings are fairly common in that part of the country, but it has been 6 years since someone held a missionary priest hostage.
This is a surprise for us and for the Church, of course, for the whole Catholic Church, because it was long time ago, several years ago, that I heard of kidnapping in Mindanao of a priest. But yeah, it's so unfortunate that this happened again.
Bishop Rinaldo Evangelista is Bishop of Boac. He says that he is praying for the early release of Father Bossi, pointing out that the missionaries are working in the most dangerous areas of the Philippines. The police have initially pointed the finger at the many Muslim militant groups active in the country, but Bishop Evangelista says it is too early to say who is responsible.
The southern part of the Philippines has different groups. The Muslims and, of course, the leftists are working there in some Buanga area where the priest was kidnapped. We cannot identify as of now whether it is the Muslims or the leftists who kidnapped the priest. They are still checking on that.
The Filipino army and Muslim separatist guerrillas have been waging a bloody war for many years. On Sunday, Catholic leaders called on Muslims and Christians to both pray for peace. I'm Sister Janet Ferns.